Okay, we're in Perek Dalet and Hilchos Erech and Becharamin, and now we're going to take up the issue of making an erech on your land. Okay, specifically the land that you inherit, meaning let's say you're part of Shevet, what they call Reuven. So there's certain land that you inherit. So the question that the Rambam's going to take up, which is called Stei Achuza, is going to be what happens when someone makes an erech. Meaning pledging the value of that field. Okay, a little complex, but we'll get through it. Halacha Aleph. Sadeh sheyarsha adam mimorishav, hiya nikras de'achusa. Okay, so any field that you inherit, okay, that's considered to be a stei achuza, which literally translated is the field of your ancestral lineage, stei achuza. V'sadeh shelacha ozachaba, hiya nikras stei miknem. Right, but anytime you, purchase a field, it's called purchase property. So that's the difference. There's a difference between inherited land and purchased land. The makish stei achuzaso, and this is what we're going to be focusing on, someone who consecrates, who dedicates to the Beit HaMikdash, is stei achuza. Modinosa, what do? You measure out the erecha hi ha'erech ha'katzah b'torah. So it turns out there's a fixed erech that applies to the stei achuza, just like when a person makes an erech of a person. The Torah also provides us a strict fixed amount that applies to a stei achuza. Okay, halacha base. The kamahu, now we're going to get into a little technical here for the next few halachas. We'll go through them pretty quickly just to get through the currency. The kamahu, okay, so what is the amount? Komakam shiroi lizroa bo chomer seorim vizra'enu biyad. It's going to sound very specific. Any place where it is fit to plant a chomer, which is a certain amount, of, which we're going to get to, of barley, where you actually plant it by hand, below yikrav zriyasa v'liyirchakosa, okay, without planting it too close or far away from each other, erecho chamishim shkal mechol shneyova, okay? So the erech of that is, of that area, right, is the value is 50 shkalim for every year of yova. I forgot to mention, we're going to be touching as well on some halachas of yova on this parak. Okay, vein shnas yovel min aminyan, but the yovel itself is not part of that count. We'll get to what that means soon. The echad amakdish stay tova she'im b'chol eretz yisrael kamosa or stay rosh ein kamol l'roa kazem arichan osa. It doesn't matter what the quality of the field is. It could be the nicest field in Israel, or it could be the most disgusting field in Israel. Either way, that land has a fixed value, just like by people. Remember, by people, it doesn't matter how the person looks or what their health is. There's a fixed value. The same thing applies by fields as well. Alach Gimel, Kvar Biarnu, Behilchos Shkalim. Now we saw this a long time ago in Behilchos Shkalim. Shashekel Amar B'Torah, when we say a shekel, Hu Anikra Sela Blashon Chachamim. So the Chachamim referred to a shekel as a Sela. The Hagera Amar B'Torah, the Torah uses the term Gera, Hi Hame'ah B'Divrei Chachamim. That is the Ma'ah, which is also a fixed amount of money that the Chachamim use. Those Sifu Ala Shekel, Ba'asu Oso Sela. Right, and what happened was is they added to the value of a shekel to make it equivalent to a sela. What's a sela worth? That sela arba dinarin. So sela is worth 4 dinarim, and that dinar shesh ma'in, and a dinar is worth 6 ma'in. Va'me'a shnei pudin, pundyonin. Okay, and a ma'a is worth 2 pundyonin. Nivzol kol shana sela upindyon. So what do we see? We see for each year. Right? Again, in developing the erech of each year up to Yovel, each year the erech is going to be worth a sela and a punjon. She'af b'cha sela shmona barba punjonin. Even though technically speaking, if you work backwards, a sela is worth 48 punjonin. Kishiyiten punjonios, right? Likach sela min ha'shulchani nosen tisha barba. But basically, what happens is when you give punjonim to the, money changer, what's going to to get a sela, what's going to end up happening is that you can give 49 or you can give a sela and a pinjon. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can give the pundion and a sela and 48, a sela and 1 pinjonian, or you can give 49 in total. Or to put it in today's terms, you can either play with a dollar bill and a penny or 101 pennies. Alach adal. Ha chomer hu akor. So what's the chomer we saw before? Okay, a chomer is equivalent to a chor, hu shnei lisachin. Okay, that's equal to 2 lisachin. The lesach chamesh shesh sa'in, one lesach is equivalent to 15 sa'in. Nimsa chomer, that chomer we were talking about before, shloshim se'ah is equal to 30 se'ah. Shehein eser ephos kol sholosh sa'in efa. That's equivalent to 30 se'ah, which is 10 ephos. and an eifa is equal to three sales. We saw this way back in Hilchos Shabbos. Shamakom sheyesh bishvuro chamishim ama chamishim ama. So anytime I have an area that's 50 by 50 amos, who beseah? If you remember that, that was a term the halacha uses for that area. It's called a beseah, mu mizera seah. And that is because I can plant a seah's worth in that area. Nim says lamad, so do we see from this. Shamakom sheyesh bishvuro chamisha bishivim elef ama. So anytime I have an area of 75,000 cubic feet, shehu b'ravua amos, excuse me, b'ravua masayim, arba b'shivim amos, amasayim arba b'shivim amos b'kiruv, right? Which comes out to basically 274 by 274 amos. That's called hu base core. That's called a base core, hu zera chomer sorim. And that's the area that you can plant a chomer sorim in. Okay. Alachahe. Ketza derech hachajam b'erchei sodos. So now that we know the area of land, right, and how it plays out for an erech, how exactly do we calculate these erechin for fields? Let's say a guy's makdish is steyachuza v'nishala yovel, and there's 8 years left. Shmona Shana, there's 8 years left until yovel. So again, he was makdish his steyachuza in year 42. Okay. It will exclude the year Yovel. I'm sorry, the year 41. Okay. Now, let's say now that I set aside my field for Hekdesh, I want to redeem it, right? I want to get my field, I want to pay to get my field back. So what do? You give for each Zera Chomer, right? Each area, okay, we'll call that area for now. That's worth 8 slaim, right? And 8 punjonos. Notice, 1 sela and 1 pundion per year. So now that there's 8 years left, 8 selas and 8 punjonos. Then ratzu habailim v'dosa, right? If the owners, meaning the previous owners of the field, want to redeem it, nosin eser slaim v'eser punjonos. They would actually have to give 10 slaim and 10 punjonos. Why more? V'fi shehem mosif in chomish. Because halacha is, they add a fifth to the fee of purchase of the, excuse me, the redemption. V'chein kol chomish omer b'Torah, every time the Torah says a fifth, sarak sheyeh karen im ha-tosvos chamisha. So that's the principle, plus this will be a multiple of 5, bimsu shehosif revia karen. Therefore, you add a fourth of the principle. V'chein im patsa ishto shel makdish o echa miyoshav, arei l'mosiv chomish. For example, also, let's say the wife of the owner of the field or the yorshim went ahead to redeem the field. They would pay the karen, the amount, the 8, plus an extra 2, which is the quarter more. Okay. Alach above, 1 second. Nishali Yovel Arba Shanim. Let's say there's only 4 years left until Yovel. Nosin Hapoda, the guy who redeems it, would have to give Arba Slaim, the Arba Punjonos. Okay. So he'd have to give 4 Slaim and 4 Punjonos, 1 Sela and 1 Pundion per year. The Kol Chomer, for every one of those areas. Right. So if there's 5 Chomers, okay. That's 20 slaim and 20 punjonos. Vema bailin padu osa nosin chomish. Just like before, if the previous owners redeem it, they have to bring an extra chomish. V'chein l'fichesmon zeh sela upundion l'kol shana. That's why the rule of thumb is 1 sela and 1 pundion for every year. Vein nosin shana v'shada ela nosin ha'kol ke'echad. Now you don't pay, per year. In other words, you don't say in year 1 I'll bring 1 sela, and next year I'll bring another sela. Rather, you pay the whole thing in one lump sum. Alach Zayin. Nishar Beno Vena Yovel Shana. Let's say there's only 1 year left prior to Yovel, okay, prior to year 50. And you will see why Yovel makes a difference, okay? Ana Yachalitain Sela Upundion Liftosa. The guy can't pay, he can't use a Sela Upundion to redeem it. Shnemar Bechishav La Kohen, Al Pi Hashnaim Hashanim Hanosaros, right? There have to be years left. Ana Niftes Begiran Kesef, right? Now you don't what it called use a smaller amount of money. So you can, the least amount you can use is for 2 years prior to Yovel and before. But if it's 1 year, there's nothing to pay with. Okay. Nishar beno vena Yovel shana v'chadashim. Well, let's say there's a year and change left between the steyachuza that he wants to makdish and Yovel. Imratzah gizbar lachshu v'chadashim shana. That is interesting. The treasurer or the accountant of the Beis Hamikdash has the right to say, you know what, I'm going to treat those months as a year. V'ten shnayim shkalim, u'shnayim punjonim, right, pundiyonim, right, l'chol zera chomer. And therefore, he says, you know what? Now you should pay, even though it's not a full 2 years, you'll pay your two selas and your two pundions, right, for every zerah chomer. That's mutra. We don't really use months to measure with. Right? So ultimately, you should always calculate years. We never calculate months. And in this case, the Gizbar has the right to go above, meaning to take the months and turn them into a year. Alakates. Lafika. Ain roy la'adam lahakdish shadei lefnei yovel. V'pachos mishtei shanim. That's why a person is not supposed to go ahead and set aside his field for Hakdesh, right? Less than 2 years to Yovel, then Mikdisha raised him to. But if he did, it's still considered good. Mena niftas begirin kasef, right? And it can't be redeemed for a smaller amount of money. El im ratza hapo delitain hamichim shekel achol chomer podosa. If the redeemer wants to give 50 shekel for every area, he can. Vim lo pada. But let's say he didn't redeem it, okay? Areze yotza the kohan and biyovo kamoshi isbar. As we'll see soon, if the owner decides not to redeem the field, that he was makdish, then it defaults to the Kohanim in the year of Yovel, and you'll see what happens soon. Now, let's say I try to dedicate my stay achuza to the Beis Hamikdash in the Yovel year. It doesn't work. But the Kohen and Levi, they were makdish their field in a field in the Shnas Yovel. That would actually work. Okay, Allah Yud Aleph. Kishem should go all in the olam, kach makdish in olam. Okay, just like they can redeem their fields if they're makadish at any time, so too they can be makdish them at any time as well. Okay, halachi beis. A makdish es sadeu. Now let's say a guy is makdish his field achar hayovel. Okay, after yovel is over, eno niftes begirin kesef adjigmar shana achar yovel. Okay, so it's not redeemed by using a smaller amount of money until the completion of that year. Okay, remember, you can't do the year before. And what about for the year after? The vishem echashim chashim likadish, because we don't use months to determine that amount. It has to be a full year. The vikachim ratza podalitin chamishim shekel lechol zera chomer. So if the redeemer wanted to pay 50 shekels for each of that area of Sadeh, he can do so. Afu biyom shachar yovel, even the day after yovel, veino grea klum. He's not reducing the price of it at all in doing so. Lachim gimel. Now, kishimodidin, when you measure out the field, you only take into account the areas where you can actually plant. So we're going to spend a few halachas now discussing the specifics of how you survey the field. So you only survey the areas and include the areas that where you can plant it. How you shum slum givoy masar tzvachem or nekam leyamayim amukim masar tzvachem ein udadim imam. So if you have rocks that are 10 tzvachem high or ditches in the ground that are filled with water that are 10 tzvachem deep, those aren't included in the measurement. But if it's less than that amount, we would include it in the measurement, even though technically you're not planting on that specific spot. Let's say there are indentations in the ground 10 or more of Aimbahem Mayim, but there's no water in them. We measure them alone, and we measure them independently based on their value. Whereas when we treat those areas as almost like separate pieces of land within this day Ahuza. Okay, Alacha Tezvav. Hi, Samalei Ilanos. Let's say the field on Makdish is filled with trees. Af Bishlo Pirish, but I didn't say when I was Makdish it, specifically I'm including the trees. Are Hikdish Gam Ilanos, I would assume, or we Alacha assumes, that when he's Makdish a field, he includes the trees. Shekol Makdish Be'en Yafeh Hu Makdish, because anyone who wants to dedicate stuff to the base of Mikdash, he's always looking for the best. Okay, Umachash and Ilanos. So when it comes to the trees, we go ahead and measure their value. And then, of course, we measure the land's value. Via erka sela upundion l'chol shana. And then the era comes out to, again, a sela upundion for every year. L'chol zera chomer k'mosh miyar. Okay? Alacha tezayin. Hamakdish es asadash in a royal Israel. Let's say I was makdish a field that it can't plant on. Via nikras tarshin. That's what it's called. Podinosa b'shvia. So what do? You redeem it for whatever its value is. Okay, a makdish as a ilanos bavad. Let's say I was only makdish in my field. Let's say the trees. Hodenosam b'shavien. You redeem them for the value of the trees. Okay, alach yedzayin. Hayu ha ilanos shlosha ilanos tesoch beiseab. Now let's say there are three trees planted in an area, right, where you can plant a seah's worth of stuff. Lo pirish shaylanos bavad hu shehikdish, and he wasn't explicit that he's only being makdish the trees. Areza hikdish is a karka b'sanos shavien. then he would be makdish both the field and the trees that are there, or between them. Let's say the trees are planted in a way, they're spread out from each other, okay, larger than a beisea area, obupachos, oshikishon zeacharzer, let's say it was makdish one tree after the other, areza lohikdish as a karka, he's actually excluding the karka, the land in his being makdish, below es ha'ilana shabinim, and also, you will not be including the trees that are between them. Let's say he's makdish the trees, then afterwards he's makdish the land, podes ha'ilanos b'shabian, so then he redeems the trees for their value, v'esakarka p'imidasa, but for the land, you use the method of erech of the katzav that's brought down from the Torah. Alach yotes. A makdish steyach huzaso. Let's say a person's makdish his field, v'igia yovel, and yovel comes, we saw this before, the lo niftis, and he doesn't redeem it. Ela harei hi tachas yad hekdish. So what happens? Basically, it remains part of the consecrated stuff of the base of mikdash. Hakohanim nos nes damea. What can the Kohanim do? They can actually go ahead and pay money, and they can go ahead and this land becomes their, so to speak, ancestral land. Shein hekdesh yosef lo pidyon, because you can never, in a sense, remove hekdesh without redeeming it financially. Those in adamim, but the money to Kohanim use to redeem this field and now basically possess it, yipul hekdesh bedek abayis. That money would have to be used for upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Allah kakam. Okay, gala hamakdesh kodem shiga yovel. Let's say the person who was makdish the field redeemed it prior to yovel. Okay, it returns to its owner, okay, by yovel. Okay, and the money that he paid for it, that money goes towards upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say the son of the makdish was redeemed it. It will go back to the father, his father, and during yovel, as all these properties do. Avaim gala osabito. But let's say his daughter redeemed it, oshar krobo, a relative or nachri miad hekdesh or non-Jew from the hand of the person who was makdish it. Im chazar makdish v'gala miyadan chazar salolam. If the makdish went ahead and on his own redeemed it from them, then it goes back to him forever. Okay, that meaning before yovel. Im lo gala miyadan. But let's say, what do you call it? He did not redeem it from their possession. Ela higia yovel. But yovel comes, v'itachas yad abas, and the bas has the land, or shar krovim, let's say the relatives have it, or nachri, areze yotzel hekdesh. It automatically goes into hekdesh, v'eno chazos ha'bayim olam, and the bayim can, the owners can no longer take it back. Elatia chuzel kohanim. What happens to this land? It diverts, it defaults to the kohanim. Shenemar v'haya ha'sadeh b'tseiso b'yovel l'koim. V'en ha'kohanim tzrichim litein damim. The kohanim don't have to pay for it. Shagvar niftis v'yad hekdesh, because it was already redeemed by the person who's makdish it, the lakak ercha me'acher, and they already took the amount of money, the erech, from someone else, el ataksar l'kohanim kilehim b'alea. So what happens? They don't have to pay for it. Rather, it just simply becomes underneath the ownership of the kohen. Alach chaval, v'med v'armurim v'yisrael. This all applies to a case of Yisrael being makdish. About imaya makdish kohen alevi, let's say the person who consecrated the land was a kohen alevi, harezed goel olam. Okay, then it can be redeemed at any time. Even if Yovel passes, lo niftes min hekdesh, and it wasn't redeemed from its status being hekdesh, pode osa, it's redeemed, achar Yovel, shemar gulas olam, tia levim. So as you see here, the Kohanim levim are treated differently. Okay, lacha chaf beis. Ha'isha shekdisha steyachuzasa, let's say a woman is makdish her steyachuza, the gala baila miyad hekdesh, right? And then her husband redeems it from the Beis HaMikdash, the Gia Yova, now Yova comes, the Tachas Yad HaBaal, and the Baal is controlling the field. Aria Dover Safek, we're not sure, in Tachas Yad Yishra Tetz L'Kohanim. What happens to the field? Does it go to the wife, or does it go to the Kohanim? The Vika Kadma Isha, that Zikaba, Akar HaYova, right? Therefore, if the woman came along and took possession of the field after Yova, and a Kohanim Yechol Motzim Yada, the Kohanim can't take it from her. The Chemi Kadma Kohanim Ech Zikaba, let's say the Kohanim went ahead and took control of the field right after Yovel. She would not be able to take it back from them. Let's say someone sets aside their field for the Beis HaMikdash, upada osa kohen miyad hekdesh, and the kohen is the one who redeems it from the hekdesh of the Beis HaMikdash. V'igia Yovel and Yovel comes v'itachas yad kohen, and the kohen's in control of it. Lo yomar, we don't say hol v'rei yotzel kohanim aritachas yadi v'zachisiba. Right, ela yotzel kol echav kohanim. So basically, lach is that the kohen can keep it for himself. He can't say it's mine. Rather, he has to share it among all his fellow Kohanim. Lachav Dalet. Kishetetze Yisrael Kohanim B'Yovel. When the field goes into the hands of the Kohanim in Yovel, Tinasan the Kohanim Shemirishbar Shepagub Yovel. So who gets it first? The Kohanim who are there in the Mishmar in their turn working the base of Ikdash in the Yovel year. Maya Rosh Hashanah Yovel B'Shabbos. Let's say Rosh Hashanah of Yovel falls on Shabbos. Train Mishmar Yotze. And on Shabbos, what would happen? One Mishmar would leave, a Mishmar Nechdas, and the next group would come in. Tinasan the Mishmar Yotze. It would be given to actually the group that leaves. Allah Chafet. A makdish, as Elon knows, okay, let's say a guy only was makdish the trees of the field, the Gia Yovel, Yovel comes, the Lopadu Osam, and they were never redeemed. And the Yoslokanam, the trees don't go into the domain of the Kohanim. Shinembar Baya Hasada Bitsisov Yovel, Benelo Sada. Trees not a field. Aval makdish is a trushim, but let's say someone was makdish the field where you can't grow anything on it, the Gia Yovel, and Yovel comes, the Lopadu Osanabilam, the Bilam don't redeem it, are Eliyoslokanam. They go the field where you can't plant anything goes to Kohanim Shnemar Vayol Hasadeh Vizunik Rasadeh. This is actually called a field, even though nothing grows in it. Okay, Allah Chavav. Now this all applies to Stei Achuzah. What about for Stei Mikna? All right, Kesa Din Makdish Stei Miknasa. What happens if a guy sets aside for the base of Mikdash a field that he purchased? Okay. Shavin osoba damea. So what do? We evaluate its value. Vron kama he shava out of Yovel. We see what its value will be until Yovel, because again, when Yovel comes, that's it. Upodo soko moshiyotze. Anyone can redeem it. Vein pada osa hamakdish. Let's say the makdish redeemed it. In a mosif fomesh, he wouldn't be chayev to add the fifth, penalty. Upijona the betakabayis kishar erechim adamim. And its redemption is just like anything else by that involves the base of Mikdash. Ugishiagia Yovel, when Yovel comes, Takshul Balam Rishonim Shemachrua. Like every field, it goes back to the first owners that sold it. Bein Shniftis Miyad Gizbar, Rei Yotzim Miyad Acher. It doesn't matter if it was redeemed from the Gizbar on the base of Mikdash and it went to someone else. Bein Shlom Niftis, or if it wasn't redeemed, Rei Yotzim Miyad Ekdash. Hareza Choser Samokra. No matter what, it goes back to the original guy who sold it. Bein Yotzim Kohanim, it doesn't go to the Kohanim. Shein Adam Makdish Dabar Shein Shalom. Because the person can be Makdish something that doesn't belong to him. All right, two more Lachas, Lachav Zayin. Any field that we evaluate for the base of Mikdash Hekdesh, Limkor Sabat Damea, to sell it, Machrizin Le Shishim Yom Ritzufin, Baboker, Bishas Haknasas Palim, Uber Bishas Haknasas Palim. So they make this public announcement for 60 days straight when the workers would come in the morning and the workers would leave in the evening, okay, to let people know about this field being for sale. Misaimin Mitzarea, right? And basically what we do is we put little posts at the end to know where the field is. We tell people, this is how much the field's able to produce. This is its value. Anyone who wants to come purchase the field, it's open for sale. It's almost like an auction. Anytime a person purchases a field from his father or from another Yoresh, okay, and then is makdish that field, whether it's makdish after his father or the inheritors died, or whether he was makdish when his father was alive or the yorshim alive, let's say the father then dies, then now it becomes the status of an ancestral field. Right? Okay, sadash in a royal leo sadachuza. Right, this excludes a stud that it can't become a stei achuza, yatzazu, but that actually comes to exclude this shiruya lo yorsha, because this field is one which could actually be inherited. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up Perek Hay in a couple days.